Well, good morning. Very nice, beautiful June morning out there. Thankfully, we're not dealing with the heat and humidity we had a week ago, but trust you're enjoying this day so far. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4. I enjoy traveling and in fact, as I came in the door this morning and saw Mr. Pedersen here, who led our singing, and Mr. Masters, who works with the sound, and felt like we were having a little bit of a reunion of sorts, because for a number of years I traveled with those two men and about 15 other men on a one-week tour every year with the faculty men's chorus. And we had some great times as we went to various churches and schools around the country. And in that travel experience, and in all the other travel experiences that I've had, one thing that I have always found very intriguing, very interesting, one thing that always I am looking for is how I am welcomed and received at the place that I'm going. As we and this faculty men's chorus would make these trips around the different places, it was always interesting to see the kind of reception that we would get at a church. A lot of times our routine would be that we would arrive at the church somewhere late in the afternoon so that we could have some time to get prepared and ready. And the church would often have a meal prepared for us. And it was always interesting to see how that meal was presented and prepared for us. Some of the places that stick out in my mind were a church up in Connecticut that had a candlelit dinner with nice tablecloths. They had some of the teens of the church that they had helped serve the meal for us, very nicely presented, made us feel very special. Other occasions where it was maybe not so special were where you felt like they were just sort of throwing things together at the last minute and hoping that they would get enough food together to feed us all. But the way that we welcome and receive others is very important. We have an industry in our country, in fact, globally, called the hospitality industry. And it is very much concerned with the hotels, restaurants, and other people that deal with those that travel. And some of the places that have really gotten it down well, some of the hotels and other businesses that exceed in the hospitality industry are the businesses that have really gotten a handle on how to best treat people and welcome them and receive them. And a lot of that really stems from some biblical concepts. Now, in their industry, they're not thinking in those terms. But this morning, I want to draw our attention to a biblical command that we be hospitable towards others. And we don't do it for the purpose of business. We don't do it for the purpose of what we can get out of people, as a hotel would. They want to get loyal customers who will keep coming back. We do it because it has been commanded of us, and we do it because Christ has shown us the example for why we should do it. In 1 Peter chapter 4, look at verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What is hospitality? What is biblical hospitality? Well, a couple people have defined it in different ways, but with the same idea. One says hospitality is seeing the stranger through the eyes of Jesus. It's choosing to look for Jesus in the eyes of each stranger. It is loving the stranger. It is a choice. And another says that hospitality is the divine enablement to share with others our home, our lives, our personal space, our resources without communicating a need for performance or an expectation of return. We encounter strangers all the time. Whether it is about town while we're shopping, sometimes at church as guests come to visit, sometimes even at school, there are others that we do not know, that we might know a face, we might even know a name, but we really don't know that individual. Sometimes there are guests that visit our school. How are we practicing this biblical command of hospitality? Look over in Ephesians chapter 2. I want to see for a moment that in Scripture we have examples of God's hospitality towards us. Ephesians chapter 2, and look at verse 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. For those that know Jesus Christ as their Savior, there was a time when we were a stranger to the grace of God. We were a foreigner to the family of God. But yet God has shown us His love and accepted us. Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Jesus there, again, demonstrating His hospitality, His desire for us to come to Him and find rest. Think of several examples in the life of Christ and His ministry as He showed hospitality to others. First of all, in John chapter 4, we have this Samaritan woman at the well. And of course, if you think back to that scenario, that scene there that took place as Jesus and His disciples were traveling, we see a contrast. We see a contrast between the disciples and what their desires and needs and wants were at that moment and what Christ was interested in. On the one hand, the disciples, they were interested in their own well-being. They were interested in their own thirst being satisfied. They were interested in getting to where their destination was. But when they saw Christ stop and talk to this woman, they were a little bit perturbed. And Jesus here, He gives her His undivided attention. He was not affected by the fact that she was a Samaritan. There was some conflict there. There was some tension between the Jews and the Samaritans. The disciples were not interested in giving this woman the time of day, but Jesus took time to talk to her. And His concern was not for His own personal well-being. You know, how many times when we encounter somebody, and maybe the Lord places upon our heart that we need to reach out to this individual, or maybe they've actually come and sought us for help, and yet, at that moment, we're distracted. We have our own agenda at that moment, things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to do, and we don't take the time and talk with that individual. But Jesus here gives us this great example. He was not concerned about His personal well-being. He was concerned about this woman's soul, and He was ultimately concerned about her spiritual needs, pointing her to His Father. Another example we find in Luke chapter 19, Zacchaeus. We read there that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And again, Jesus was concerned about the needs of Zacchaeus' life, and He showed hospitality. Matthew 14, the feeding of the 5,000. Again, it was towards the end of a long, weary day. The disciples had been very busy about their service to this crowd of people that had come, as they had come to sit and listen to Jesus. And again, you see a contrast here. The disciples would just have soon to sent the people away so that they could go feed themselves and the disciples could have a little bit of quiet time. And yet Jesus said, "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." Again, it was probably a convenient thing to send those people on their way. But the Lord was interested in meeting their needs at that point in time. Again, these are examples from the life of Christ of one who demonstrated a hospitality that we have been commanded to demonstrate to others. One writer has said that grace is the hospitality of God to welcome sinners, not because of their goodness, but because of His glory. We owe our eternal life to grace, and grace is God's disposition to glorify His freedom and power and wealth by showing hospitality to sinners. Are we concerned about others? Are we concerned about those that we encounter that we might not know? Are we willing to give them time to help point them to Christ? We have many verses throughout the New Testament that give us commands to be hospitable, to be kind, to be helpful to others. Romans 12:13, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Romans 15, we're told, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those should be qualities that mark the kind of interactions we have with the strangers that we meet. We don't see in here room for dismissing somebody because we don't have time or because we've got a lot of other concerns that we're worried about at that moment. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, we again see Jesus Christ lifted up. And His example that He showed in humbling Himself and the kind of attitude we should have towards others. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind is that? Well, you have to look back in verses 3 and 4, where Paul talks about let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You know, there's times we can be prone to be very, very inclusive with our own little group. This is not something that just happens in high school or college. This happens all throughout life. You see this with all ages of people, where we can get comfortable with a set of people to the point where we don't want to let anyone else in. But Paul here is saying that we should not put ourselves first, but we should esteem others better than ourselves. And this is the mind of Christ. Look down at verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hospitality comes from a grateful heart. When we really understand what Christ did for us and how He welcomed us, how He received us, Christ never gives anyone a stiff arm. Christ never gives anybody a cold shoulder. Christ never ignores anyone. He is welcoming and receiving of those who come to Him. Hospitality means that we view individuals as human beings rather than an interruption. And it's in the context of hospitality that our discipling of others happens best. When we are being kind, when we are being gracious, when we are being welcoming, when we are being open to others and not ignoring them, when we are going out of our way sometimes, when we see a need in somebody else's life, that is the context in which our ability to disciple and help point that person to Christ is best. In a hospitable place, guests can get a taste of what the Christian family is all about. It's in the context of hospitality that those strangers we come into contact can appreciate the unconditional love of God for them in Jesus Christ. That hopefully we are modeling through our lives, our homes, our resources, never with an expectation that we get something back out of it. You know, there are times when we will pour ourselves into somebody's life and you get nothing back. Not even a thank you. Sometimes that stings. Sometimes that hurts. But that's not why we do it. We're not trying to help other people just so we can get something back from them. It's because we see them as somebody that we can help point to our Savior. How can we best do this here at BJU? Well, first of all, this is a command. We have seen multiple cases here in the New Testament where we have been given this command to be hospitable to others, be kindly affectioned one to another. We need to be friendly. We need to be kind. We need to be compassionate. Those that are upperclassmen, seek to mentor those that are below you. Look for opportunities to help those that may be new, that are coming in, and helping them navigate through some of the things that they might not know and understand. Look for those opportunities. Give other people our full attention. This might even sound simple, but try to remember people's names. That's a great starting point for being friendly and hospitable. Do whatever you can to try to make strangers feel comfortable with their surroundings. A number of years ago, we had a gentleman who oversaw our summer camp counselor team. He also had other roles within the university and even in the academy. For a number of years, he kind of oversaw the discipline committee down at the academy and went with the New York team on their mission trip. But I remember one summer, Mr. Olson gave all of our camp counselors this poem. He had it nicely framed up for them. And as we were getting prepared for our camps that we have here in the summer, he gave this poem to these counselors as a reminder of the kind of life and example that they should have. And I think this really sums up everything that we have talked about this morning as far as the kind of approach we should have towards others, and especially strangers. Your life is Jesus to someone. Though tattered and torn it may be, though oftentimes weak and unstable, your all of God someone will see. And just let that sink in for a moment. Your all of God that someone will see at times in your life. Your tongue is Jesus to someone. That idle, insensitive word reflects to at least one searching heart an idle, insensitive Lord. Your goals are Jesus to someone. What you put first, they believe, are the goals of God for the Christian. Your life is all they receive. Your faithfulness, that's Jesus to someone. Their judgment of how God is true rests unquestionably in the faithfulness they see day by day in you. Remember, people are watching, especially those that might not know the Lord. They're watching it, especially if they know that you're a believer, if they know that you go to Bob Jones Academy, Bob Jones University, or whatever church you may attend. If they know that, they are going to be watching. How is your faithfulness, your love? Is Jesus to someone? That someone who is seeking to know that Jesus will follow and guide and befriend wherever in life they might go. So beware lest others blaspheme God by what you say or do. For the only Jesus that someone may see is the Jesus they see in you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that each of us will seek to be hospitable, kind, gracious, welcoming, friendly people that reflect you in our lives. Lord, help us to recognize others are watching. And Lord, help us to live in such a way that we point others to Christ by the kind of way that we receive them and welcome them. In your name we pray. Amen.